in Vrindavan. Just a few hours ago is the time of Golduli, the time when the dust of the cows is raised in the air. It is the time when Krishna brings the cows back to the town of Vrindavan. That time is so special for the residents of Vrindavan, and it's so special for all the creatures who live in the Vrindavan forest. Why? It is special for the creatures of the Vrindavan forest because their time of separation is coming. That's a wedding, isn't it? Okay. In Vrindavan, you can say anything can happen, and usually everything that can happen does happen. So on this festive occasion of the wedding, but even a more great festival occurs every day in Vrindavan. Just play very softly, please. When Krishna returns, play a nice, just... Krishna returns. And there's a most special element of this return, because the cowherd boys are coming and the cows are coming and Krishna is with Balaram. And Srila Sukadeva Goswami describes how somehow or another Krishna knows that the Braja Gopis are waiting for him. They've gone out of their houses. They've forced their way out of their houses, and they stand on the roofs of their houses. Like everyone else in Vrindavan, they're watching Krishna return. The dust of the cows has created, is covered Krishna. His hair, his skin is covered, and he's wearing his garland of vanamala, of forest flowers, which come down to his knees. And as he's walking, the breeze makes the flower garland move left and right, and Krishna's playing his flute, and the peacock feather atop his head is moving. And for the residents of the forest, such as the deer and the birds, and of course the trees, they have no way to enter or access the village of Vrindavan. So their time of sadness, transcendental sadness, of being stunned, it is their time to just wait for Krishna to return. That is their hope, that Krishna is going to return the next day when he goes out to herd the cows. But the nature of the spiritual world, and also its reflection in the material world, is that when one group of persons is crying, there is another group of persons who it's their time of happiness, like the sun rising in their hearts. So all the residents of Vrindavan, beginning with Yashoda Maya, Nanda Maharaj, all the cowherd ladies, all the cowherd men, they rush out. They rush out to see Krishna. It is like their life has returned to their bodies. But the Braja Gopikas, the young girls of Vrindavan, whose hearts Krishna has stolen, they wait atop the buildings. They have forced their way out. Their mothers-in-laws were trying to stop them, but they forced their way out. And as Krishna is walking in the village with Balaram, Krishna wants to have an exchange with them. So somehow or another, he makes an excuse. Oh, Dalji, a calf has wandered away. I must go and find him, otherwise his mother will be so sad and Krishna wanders to the back of the herd of cows, and Balaram and the boys, they move forward towards the house. And then in two verses, Srila Sukadeva Goswami describes a very wonderful exchange between Krishna and the gopis. This exchange is completely transcendental. This exchange is completely innocent, and this exchange is completely filled with transcendental love, loving exchanges. So when Krishna is coming slowly on the path, walking in such a way that will attract the minds of the young girls of Vrindavan, those gopis, their eyes become independent. Independent because the ears can hear Krishna's flute, their nostrils can smell the fragrance of Krishna, and no one will know who their ears and nostrils are focused on. But if they look at Krishna, everyone can see. But their eyes, becoming envious, according to the words of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, becoming envious of their ears and nostrils, who are fully absorbed in Krishna's fragrance and the sound of Krishna's flute, their eyes become envious, and they break away from the minds of these Brajagopikas, and they just stare at Krishna. They stare at Krishna with wide open doe eyes. And Krishna at this time is looking at the cows. He's looking this way. He's looking that way. But then, in a moment, his eyes jump to the eyes of the gopis, and he catches them staring at him. And they immediately look away, and they are bashful, vikrida. And then, after they become bashful, and Krishna also looks away, the next thing that they do is hasa, according to Sukadeva Goswami. And with their left hands, they take the veils of their sari, and they cover their faces out of shyness. But they leave their eyes looking downward, and they leave their smiles, hasa, that Krishna has caught them. And then Krishna's eyes glance again at the gopis. And although the gopis are feeling so shy, again, remember that this is not taking place in the material world. There is not the slightest tinge of lust. This is all for Krishna's pleasure. And this is the one fact one can say that separates the material world from the spiritual world, is that in the spiritual world, everything is done for Krishna. Everything is done for Krishna. There is no Atma Endriya Priti. There is all Krishnendriya Priti. Everything is for Krishna and his pleasure. Krishna's eyes then, like a conquering hero, darts out again at these young, innocent Brajagopikas who have given their hearts to him. And his eyes attack their eyes. And they forced their way into their hearts. His eyes, by the power of his glance, like a conquering hero, forces its way into their hearts and plunders everything. Everything from their hearts, and taking the great treasure of their love for him, they, Vinaya, they become submissive and give everything to Krishna. This is one of the high points described in the 15th chapter of the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, when Krishna is returning home, that begins the Purvaraga of the Braja Gopikas. Purvaraga means before there is any meeting. And then, when Krishna goes out into the forest after this, day after day after day, the minds of the Braja Gopikas follow him. The minds of the Braja Gopikas follow him. And they think Krishna's doing this and Krishna's doing that. And the mind of Mother Yashoda follows Krishna as he goes into the forest. And the mind of Nanda Maharaj and the mind of every resident of Vrindavan follows Krishna. And this is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. And this is what it is like in the spiritual world, that everyone's mind is just simply following Krishna from one thing to the next, because of their natural, spontaneous love for him. And somehow or another, Krishna has made this arrangement through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and through the disciplic succession, made this arrangement through the mercy of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and through the mercy of our Srila Prabhupada, that here we are in Vrindavan. We're in Vrindavan in this school of learning how to love Krishna and to be so absorbed in thinking about Krishna and missing Krishna, like Narada Muni. When Krishna appeared in Narada Muni's Shakshad Darshan, direct sight, and then disappeared, Krishna told him, Hantasmin Janmini Kama Namam Drastam Ivarhati Ivapakwa Kashayanam Dudarshoham Kuyogina, that, O Narada, you are not qualified to see me again in this birth. Why? Iva pakwa kashayanam, you still have some impurities in your heart. Dudarshoham kuyogana, you will not see me again in this life. And Narada, of course, was stunned by this due to his understanding that he would not see Krishna again in this life, and yet his desire was so great. And how did Narada react to that? Teaching us how we should react to that. He chanted and chanted and went about his life. He saw good places and bad places, had good times and bad times. He followed his fate, so to speak. But he chanted and chanted and chanted and chanted and chanted and chanted and chanted. And by the time it was time to leave his body, he was no longer had any impurity. And he no longer had any any immaturity, ivapakwa. And then when death visited him, the instant that death came, his spiritual body appeared just like lightning and the sound vibration of thunder appears simultaneously, and he attained his spiritual body. If we would only follow the example of Narada as we meet our life's fate, chanting and chanting in good times and bad, in difficulties and happy times, just take deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, take shelter of Krishna, continuously chanting and remembering Krishna. And then when our time comes, as it must come, instantaneously as our body drops, we will rejoin Krishna in the spiritual world as his servant.